Simcha, we should start the Shatter Shema, second of our series. Last week, we mentioned a statement of the Maral. The Maral says, the whole union of Nisuin, of marriage, of Kedushin, of holiness, the whole definition of Eishes Ish, which a woman belongs to the husband, the Kodeshes, she sanctified her husband, is only shayach by Yiddish marriage, only by Yidden, only by Alpi Torah. Bagoy, there's no such a thing as kedushin, as marriage. Bagoy, it's nothing more than a business contract. Other people get in partnership to produce clothing and to build homes and to do this and to do that. And there's also a partnership to produce children and to make home. I call it Mr. A, Mr. B company. It's nothing more than we need each other. It's a partnership. A pitreira, marriage is not a partnership. Marriage is a self-completion. A pitreira, maybe I'm going to take a step further back. Chazal tell us on a few occasions, on the Yid, Nase shutafoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'maase bereishis, we're becoming partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in maase bereishis. Now what does that mean? Kol dayan shedon din emes lamita. Every judge is dying din emes lamita. Now it's a shutas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes a partner. B'may sebere. What's b'may sebereishis? He did certain, act. He made a certain thing. So he became a shutas. Okay, to this. What's b'may sebereishis? Here is a very deep rayon. That we are partners in our own creation. We are self-creators. And if I don't put in my share of creation, I'm a plug goofer, I'm a half body. The way Hashem created a man is not complete. It's a plug goofer. So is also a woman, a plug goofer. The Zohar Kodesh says, Sai a man, Sai a woman is a plug goofer. She's a half body. They are halves. They are halves. And what makes them complete? As the Gemara says, Zohar in the Keva Borei, so we call them Adam. And you call them Adam. What makes a man Adam? When the Zohar and the Keva are together. When they are married, and the Ishi Shizohu, Shechina Benayam, that makes them Adam. Now, when the Torah tells us, a Pasuk, the Yoimir Elokim Nase Adam, let make a man. Now, did HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a man alone? L'chore not. According to this Pshat, you could see immediately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made only one part of the man. But who has to complete the man? The man has to complete himself. When the Torah says, "V'yivre Elokim esa Adam betzalmo betzelem Elokim bore oisai," and betzelem Elokim created him, but he's not finished. He's a plug goofer. Lo itoyf hayoyis Adam levadoi. Very interesting. In every part of the bria, Gemara says, "V'yar Elokim kitoyf, V'yar Elokim kitoyf." Everything had to be toyf, right? But Adam says loitos. So obviously, a Kodesh Bokhus Bria only becomes a complete Bria when it becomes Toif. As long as the Toif is missing, it's not a Bria. Therefore, Yom Shlishi is Yom Shenichpul by Kitoif. Why was Yom Shlishi if it had two times Kitoif? Because in Yom Sheni there was not Kitoif. There was no Kitoif in Yom Sheni because it was the Pilug, Kodesh Bokhus separated. So obviously we see the finalization of Hashem's Bria only becomes complete when it becomes Toif. And we do see when it comes to the final fulfillment, for finish and finalization of the world. V'yar Elokim es kol asher oso. Hine Toif me'oit ve'yi erev ve'yi boiker yoim hashishi v'chudosh ma'avoret. The world only got finished when V'yar Elokim es kol asher oso. Hine Toif me'oit. So you see, until it wasn't Toiv Ma'oid, there's no Echila Shema Amoret. The world is not finished. However, who makes the Arakiz Kol HaShosin a Toiv Ma'oid? Who made us the Toiv to become Toiv Ma'oid? The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally created Adam, the Toiv himself says, Loi Toiv Hayois Adam Levadoi. The man alone was a Loi Toiv. E'eselo Ezer Kenegdoi. And then further, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Eseloi, I'm going to give him an Ezer which the Ezer is connected. I'm going to give him a helper. What is the purpose of the helper? That the helper should make the man which is a loitav, he should make him a toif. How will that loitav make him toif? Through connectoi. That the Ezer will be the direct opposite of him. We see here a gewaltige message. That the more connectoi the wife is, the more Ezer she becomes. Direct the opposite as we human beings are thinking. Unfortunately, we human beings are thinking in a different way. We think in a term, if I get what I want, I will be a wonderful person. You're going to be the biggest loy toif. When you don't get things the way you want, then you're going to become toif, and the loy toif are going to become toif. So now we understand. When the Maaseh Bereishis finalized with what? V'yad Elokim eskola she'osa v'hine toiv mo'oid. Na'a v'yeh Rebbeke HaMashiach. Na'a v'chil l'shma'am v'oret. V'yeh Mashishi. Now comes Shabbos. And this could only come if everything becomes toiv mo'oid. Now since to become toiv mo'oid is depending on Adam. Lo'i toiv v'yos Adam levadoi. And Adam has to make from his lo'i toiv toiv. And he's the b'chir al nivro. He's the cream of the creation. Comes up. If the world comes to completion, to Shabbos, it's not because he's a shooter for the Maaseh Bereishis. The whole Maaseh Bereishis cannot come to completion until it is not Toiv Mo'oid. And this Toiv Mo'oid has to become through Adam. And if Adam doesn't make his marriage as it should be, he doesn't make the connector as an Ezer, it makes from his Loi Toiv Toiv, the Bria is not finished. Every time when we overcome our midas, every time when we live according to Torah, every time when we overpower our ruchnias, our gashmias, ish v'ish zochu, we are mezachach our gufnias, our body, our materialism, nasa shutzah shal kodesh bochum, masa bereshis, the loitav becomes toif, and we make the loitav toif into toif. That's step number one. But let's go, I think we didn't speak too much about it last week. We spoke about the two psukim, Nasa and the Yivra Elokim Sodom. We spoke about Selam Elokim, but we've explained it in a different angle. Let's explain it now the way which I usually bring it down. When it came to the Bria of Adam, there's two psukim by the Bria. The Yomer Elokim Nasa Adam Betzalmeinu Kedmuseinu V'yirdu V'tgaseyam Ba'osa Shemam V'veimu V'chola Oretz V'chola Remes V'roi Mesala Oretz. A complete man. Nasa Adam Betzalmeinu Kedmuseinu Urdu. The Yirdu B'tgaseyam. They should dominate, they should be Balbatim on the world.
So what means
the Salmeinu? Salmeinu doesn't say Selam Elokim, plural.
Well,
I'm going to explain it soon. It's Salmeinu. The original man, the Goy, let's call it the first stage of the man, is physical, is Bahamas. The Goy has a Salmeinu. What is his Salmeinu? If he wishes to remain a Goy, he remains at Selam, he remains. But why is the man called Adam? Kim Adomo lo kachto. He has been taken from earth, you material, or physical. So why is the behemoth not called Adam? The behemoth is also taken from physical, from material. Why is the behemoth not called Adam? Because no Adam, kim Adomo lo kachto. It was taken from earth. The behemoth is also taken from earth. Toitzo oretz nefesh chayel amina. So why is the behemoth not called Adam? The answer is Adam has two mashmois, has two explanations. Adam, either kimodomo lekachto, your physical material, you remain a goy, just like the behemoth, or Adam le'elyon. You compare yourself to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you become a chelek lekayim imal, you become a part of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So comes out the musak, the word Adam is only if it has a dual possibility, either nadomo lekachto or Adam le'elyon, the opposite extreme. And therefore only Adam, only a man has this. That's Salmeinu, Kudmuseinu. That's the two Tselems. Either Tselem of materialism, either Tselem of Ruchnius, Tselem of Elokus. That's the called Salmeinu. Now when the Pasuk is finished with this Pasuk, comes the second Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'yivro Elohim eso Adam betzalmoy. Kodesh Baruch Hu created a man betzalmoy in his image. Not Salmeinu. Betzalem Elohim Boro Oisoi. In the Tzalem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he created him. What is the second Pasuk? So Apit Poshet Pshat, Rashi, everyone, it's a Pasuk repeats himself. What is the Tzalmeinu? It's the Tzalem Elohim. comes the Rambam, and the Rambam says it's not a repeated posuk. There are two stages to Adam, just like we have today two people. There's a goy and I have a yid, and the goy and the yid has nothing in common. And I think we just spoke last week. We talk about the five categories. Okay. Now, what is last week we explained? The difference between a goy and a yid. This is the fifth category and the fourth. The fourth means him, self, and the fifth is totally selfless. Right? That we explained, I think, last week. But what, in essence, what makes the difference in mitzias between a yid and a goy? The first stage is tzalmeinu, physical, material. That's the fourth element of domen tzomei chai medaber. That's the goy. Nase, odom, therefore says the posik nase, that we make. Doesn't say let's create. Because everything which is in the world, says the Rambam, from the stone, till the tzameach, till the chai, the animal, till the medaber, till the man, was all created in the word of Bereshis. Everything was created in Kof Hei Evel. However, it was a big mix-up all in the earth. In the 6 days, Kodesh Baruch Hu sorted them out and said, every day, told them, you come out and make this, and make this, and make that. And the 6 day, Kodesh Baruch Hu said to the Adomo, Vayoymer Elokim, Hashem said, to who did he say? He said it to the Adomo, to the earth. Just like when he said, Vayoymer Elokim, Yishrit Samayim, Sheris Nefesh Chayos. So we didn't speak to the mind, Yishrit Samayim. Just like the person said, Vayoymer Elokim, Toitzu Oretz Nefesh Chayelu Mino. He spoke to the earth, Oretz, give it out. So here, on the 6 day, Vayoymer Elokim, Hashem said to the Adomo, give out the man, the complete intelligent man, the dominating man, which I gave you, Kofei Elu, with everything together, all four categories. Give him out, the completed man. And once you give him out, I will create, not make, a new type of a man on the 6 day, which had not existed till now. And that's the Yisroel Oved Hashem, which we spoke last week, with the Kuzi, he says the fifth mean. That's the Yid, which is a total different being than all the other fourth element. That's a total selfless person. This is the chilek elokim yomad. So, comes out, nothing has been created in the 6 day of creation. Creation means yesh mi'ayin. The loshim bria is yesh mi'ayin. Something from nothing. Therefore it says, Bereshis, in the word of Bereshis, boro elokim. Kodesh Baruch Hu created everything. Yesh mi'ayin. Es ha-shamayim, all the himmlische Sachen, all the Shmimim, all the belonging, the Erse Oretz, everything which is doing the Oretz. Daimel Tzmei Chaim Adaber, everything came in creation, in Bereshis. Later on, Yaseh Elokim, Naseh, he did it. A carpenter does not create a table. A carpenter makes a table. Because it's Yesh Miyesh, he takes material, puts them together, it's not a creation. Creation, the Loshem Bria, is only Shayach when you make something from nothing. The Ramban asked this one time by the Leviosen, the Nini Magdoil, says Vayivro. So the Ramban answers, why is there Vayivro? What we see in the entire Sheshes Mevresh is not never mentioned Bria, Vayasem Akim, Loshen doing. Yasem Akim is some Oiras Agdoil, because Boch had made the luminaries. Because Bria all took place in Kof Hei Erol, in the word of Bereshis. Bereshis Bore Elokim. In this word of Bore Elokim, Atzmam is Oret, everything has been created, the world, man, everything. However, there was a new creation done on the 6 day, which is by the way Rosh Hashanah. That's the fifth creation. It comes to tell you, Vayivro Elohim Eso Odom, because Baruch Hu created that man. That's the fifth mean. Betzaloi, with what was this creation different than the previous man, the Nasa Odom? This new man received the Tzelem Elohim, a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in the sense of the Mama, the Pesuk says further, Yitzhar Hashem Elohim Eso Odom Ofer Me'an Odomo. Kodesh Baruch Hu had formulated a man from the earth. Ofer Me'an Odomo. And the Yitzhar, there is two youths. And Chazal tell us, what is the meaning of two youths? The Yitzhar Shtei Yitzhires. Yitzhir Elo Elo Mazeh, Yitzhir Letchias Hamesim. The Torah tells us, Odom was created with two Yitzhirs, two productions. The Yitzhar, two youths. One production, the physical man, he lives le'olam hazeh. That's the posik, nasa odam betzalmenu. Let's make a man in our image, not the image of Hashem, in olam hazeh. And by the way, that really, when did that take place? Bebreishis, just like everything else. Yitzhar Hashem Elohim, and Hashem would make also a second production, two youths, the tchiyat hamesim. A man who never dies. A man who has a part of himself which is tchiyah. which lives forever, and not only lives forever, but he could be Mechaya Meisim. He could take the physical part, the first Yitzer of Nasa Adam, and it could be Mechaya him too. That's the Yitzer Hashem Elohim. How does Yitzer do? Two types of Adam. All for Min Adam, oh? That's the Olam Hazeh. Earth, dust from the surface of the Olam Hazeh. Kim Ofer both of Ofer Elohim. Me'ofer lekachto, le'ofer teilech. And then comes the second Le'yitzah, the Tchias HaMeisim. How was that made? Through the second part of the Pesik, the Yipach ba'apov nishmas chaim, Kodesh Baruch Hu had blown in to the man and the Shoma, which are everlasting life, that he ho'odom, now when he got the high neshama, he became le'nefesh chayo. What does it mean, le'nefesh chayo? The behemoth is also a nefesh. But he became a nefesh chayo, a chayo which carries in himself two pshotim. By the behemoth says the yitzar with one yud, only chay le'olam hazeh. But the other became a double chayo. He could choose to chay le'olam hazeh, and he could choose to chay le'olam habo, l'tchias hameisim, forever. Now, maybe we should explain this, which also it's not so much negeah, but it is negeah. In order to understand what does mean chelik el chayim l'mal, v'yipach ba'apov kosh boch et bo'n nishmas chayim. The Torah Kodeh says on the way, v'yipach ba'apov man be'nofach medelei nofach nisoy chay nofach. What is the difference? When I'm speaking, I'm saying a word. How do I express words? By letters. And every letter is pronounced differently. Every letter has a different degish. And by every letter which I pronounce, air comes out of you. It's Aleph, Beis, Gimel. And every letter pronounces Avir, gives out a part of you, Nafsha Yoytza V'davra Iti. Your nefesh comes out when you speak. You come, the inside of you comes out while you talk. You give out air while you talk. Right? What is the lightest letter which needs the least air to release? Hey. Hey is the most unpronounced letter. Baruch Ato. The Ato, Aleph Tov, the Hey, which is after it is not pronounced. That's the least letter. But we say, Les Asar Ponumine, in this whole Bria, there's not a spot empty of Elokus. The whole Bria is Oilam Azeh, everything which the world has, everything is Elokus. As the Rambam says, the first Yisod, to know Shiesha Motsu Rishon, that exists one existence. V'kolam imtzoim, all existence, meshamayim v'oretz v'marsha v'neim, from heaven and earth, everything within, everyone comes from a mitas metziusa, everything comes from his existence. Means, anything that's a metzius is a lakus. Without a lakus, there's nothing there. Question is, why don't I see the lakus? And how could be the metzius of a lakus in a dover chulun, the same thing as dover shel kedusha? The answer is, Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world by Sora Ma'amora Es Nivra Oilam. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world with words, with letters. And how much Elokus is there in the entire world? We say in the Akdomas, we say, Kebo'osa Kalila Shichlulai, I think. With the lightest letter, he founded the world. In other words, the Elokus which Kodesh Baruch Hu had put into the world, in the world is a Nimtzo, is existence. Why is it existence? Because it's part of Hashem. The only existence is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. How much Elokus is in this world? The lightest which is possible to be. And the lightest which is possible to be is a Hey. It means, Chazal tell us, Ki beko Hashem Tzir Olomim, with the name of Hashem, which is of Yud Kei, Tzir Olom Kodesh Baruch Hu formulated the both worlds. The Yud is Kodesh Baruch Hu created Shemayim, the Ruchni is bigger world, with Hey, Kodesh Baruch Hu created this Olam Hazeh. That means, how much it takes to express a Hey, to bring out of you a Hey, that's how much Elokus is in this world. That means, when we take the entire world together, and we try to measure how much Elokus exists in this world, as much Hey is. How much Hey expresses it. So when I look at my body, and my body is the Odom, the Nasa Odom Betzalmeinu, which my body was created in Breishis Bora Elohim Esa Shemayim Ve'Esa Oretz, and my body is a part of Esa Oretz, and the Shemayim is Yud and Oretz is Hey. So I look at my Gashmias, my material, my home, my business, whatever I have, how much Elokus, about it, this is Elokus, without Elokus nothing would have existed. How much Elokus exists in my body? The least which can exist. Why? Because if there would be too much Elokus, we would have no choice. It wouldn't be Geshem, wouldn't be material, wouldn't be physical. It would be all Elokus. So that's the least. Anything in this world which you say Elokus, in Gashmias, it comes not more than a hay. The least which could be. Because Baruch had to conceal it. Now when Adam and the world got totally finished, now Doimim was created, the Tzomeach was created, the Chai was created, and the Medaber came. Now so Adam, Urdu, the Yirdu with God's Yom HaFashma, we dominate the world. Now says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'yoyim, it says the Rambam Pshat, V'yoyim Erakim Hashem said, now so let we make. Who is the we? Who is the Losh Rabim? Says the Rambam, Agvaldi Yechidish. Hashem spoke to the earth. Let me Hashem and you earth, together in partnership, create a new Bria. On the sixth day, which had not existed till now. Till now, all I created in Bereishis, Dem and Tzmechai Medaber. And I gave it all to you, Adomo, give them all out. He gave them all out. And the Torah says, Yichel, okay, came everything out. Hashem says, but I will make now, in the sixth day, a new creation which had not existed. The Yivro Elohim Esho Adam, a new type of Adam. The Yisrael Oded Hashem, the fifth meme, which we explained the Kuzari. And that Adam, what will he be different than the previous one? That Adam will be Betzalmai Betzalam Elokim Borois, only Betzalam Elokim. He will have an additional neshama. And what will I give him? So you, Hashem says to the Adama, you Adama, give out the Adam, the fourth me, the Medaber, give him out. And after you gave him out, a complete man, says the Torah, the Yipah Ba'ap of Nishmas Chayim. After he already has a neshama, has a nefesh abahamis. Has a nefesh, just like the behemoth, he also has a nefesh in a different style, but has a nefesh abahamis, which is the yitzer elokim l'olam hazeh. But after that, I'm going to add an additional neshama, a new neshama, which has not existed till now. This is happening now, the sixth day, on, by the way, it's Rosh Hashanah, the sixth day, that's Chaim Harasailam. The yipach, because Boch had blown into him a neshama. What did he blow in? Says Vayre Kodesh, blowing is the opposite of a hay. A hay is the least which you release from your body. Blowing, take a balloon, you have to blow up a balloon. Man de nefach, the one who blows, midelei nefach, misoichei nefach, takes his inside and he blows it out, blows it into the to the others. When you take a balloon, it's blown up by a man, a part of his lung went into this balloon. And now he got, that's the Yomelkim, Yomelkim is Odom Betzam, he created the Tzelem Elokim. He has a part of Hashem in himself, which is total opposite extreme of Elokus, which the body, which the whole world contains. Imagine, and here we're going to say, Kalamatzel Nefesh Achos Mishroel, Ki Lehitzel Oilem Mole. One is Matzel, one Nefesh, like the whole world. Not in the whole world. One man is Shokel Neged Kol Oilem Kuloi. One man is more void than Oilem Kuloi. What is the Loch Pshat? What, imagine a picture. If there is two things is getting destroyed. Two things. Either the whole world gets destroyed without harm to mankind. Let's say a possibility. The whole world, all the monies and all the things get without physical harm to mankind. On one end. And the opposite, there is a man is getting one single Jew, the lowest, worthless Jew. A Jew which is worthless, is 100 years old, is vegetating. A Jew which has no seichel, is sick, is nothing. And you have in front of you either to save the whole world, by the way, without harming a person. If the world, let's say, a situation, the whole world could get destroyed without affecting a Jew. And so now you have in front of you either a whole world, either to save the Jew. You can't save both. What do you have to save?
The Jew.
The Jew. Why? And I understand why. Because the whole world together, how much Elokus does it have collectively? But also Kalilo, like a hay, the expression of a hay. And how much does this one little single Jew has Elokus? A yipach, Kodesh Baruch Hu blow into him a tzelem Elokim, a chelek Elokai mimal mamish, a mamish of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Imagine the contrast which one single Jew has in opposite the whole world. Therefore we could be Mechalal Shabbos in order to Pekiach Nefesh, we could do everything and anything, and a million Jews have to do everything and everything in the world to save one single person, if we have to save one single person. I just want to bring this idea, bring it out very clear, that every time when you look at yourself, and here I'm a human being, the Yitzhar Elokim is Odom, Ofer Min Adomo, one part, my body, all my physical belongings, Ofer Min Adomo, is a part of the Bria. And then the other part of me, the Yipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chaim, is the other part of me. And Hashem Achelek Alakai Mimal. I look at myself, at my body, my physical, how much Elokus is there? The least amount. I look at myself in this, in my Neshama, it's more than the whole world contains. More than the whole world contains. Let me bring a bigger moshul. A bigger moshul. A Beis HaMikdash, imagine we have the Beis HaMikdash. And comes Titus. And is out and as he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Suppose we could save the Beis HaMikdash by killing one Jew. This is, either I kill this vegetable Jew, either I destroy the Beis HaMikdash. What do we have to do? Save the Jew? Let him destroy the Beis HaMikdash. One little Jew has more than the whole Beis HaMikdash. One little Jew is more than the Kol HaTorah Kula. You have to be Mechala Kol HaTorah Kula. Even the three Averes of Avodah Zarah, Gilas, Yichas, Dov, says the Meral could be transgressed if it would. Different reason cannot be because Eloch Misa Godol Yosef Mezem Avodah Zarah. But Lomai is not that as three Averes is Yehorek Va'aliyava because it's more important than a Jew. Jew is still more important, but it's not shach to say to a person, do Avodah Zarah in order to save the life, because Eloch Misa Godol Yosef Mezem then doing Avodah Zarah. That's the Metzius. So we see a Yid, a Chelek Elokai Mimal, is the highest being, and that's the Sol Oved Hashem. And that came into existence, and the Ramban says very clearly, Pshat, this is the Tzvai Psukim. The first person in Asa, Odom Hashem spoke to the earth, let's we together make a fifth element, which is the Sol Oved Hashem. This we speak, Nasa Odom, the first person used at the Doime, the Medabe, the fourth element, Yivel Kim Yisrael Metzalma, the second word Oysa, that's the fifth element, Sol Oved Hashem, which has a Tzelem Elokim, what? Yeah. But Hashem created him. Okay? And the Ramban even brings further, you see, further we have, and now here comes a very interesting, now it's not Ramban, I just want to bring a very interesting point to be medayik. In the second pasuk, the evil Kim is Odom Metzalm and Tzalakim Bora Oysa, the Ramban said, of course, on the Neshama, Vipach Ba'apam Nishmas Chaim, it's mentioned, Zohar in a cave of Bora Oysa. Where does the Zohar in a cave come in when you speak about the Shomis? Zohar Nakeva should be mentioned by Nasa Odom et Salmeni, could you do with Gashem Ofer Shemaim? Or it shouldn't be mentioned at all, like it's not mentioned by the Behemo. The Behemo says, Yom Elokim, Toi Tzoris Nefesh Chai Lomino, Behemo, Verem Tzuchai Tzoris Lomino, Veichem. Doesn't say Zohar Nakeva, whatever it is, because Bochum created. Why does the Torah have to go out and mention Zohar Nakeva? Now, usually we think Zohar Nakeva says a male and a female, okay, physically. So that should be mentioned by Nasa Odom. When we speak about Chelek Elokai Mimal, as the Ramban says, V'yivir Elokim, so B'tzalma, B'tzalma Elokim, to V'yipach Ba'apa Nishmas Chaim, where does in this posse come in Zohar in Ekeva Bora Oysa? Where is Zohar in Ekeva coming here? That's number one question. And we see, later in we see, Zeh Sefer Toilus Odom. Now obviously here we speak, the Tachlis of the Bria. This is the Sefer, the Torah, Toilus Odom, Beyoim Broi Elokim. Bria, the Odom, this goes on the Chelek Elokai Mimal, the higher thing, as you said. B'dmus Elokim also Oysa, B'dmus Elokim, not Salmeni Kudmusenu, B'dmus Elokim, Zohar Elokai Vebro'om. Well, but Kim Sterai Nochum, telling Zohar Elokai Vebro'om. Just said it, repeat the thing. And it's an interesting pattern, every time the Torah emphasizes on the Chelek Elokai Mimal, that's what the Beyon Broi Elokim, Odom, B'dmus Elokim also Oysa. This goes Avare on the second Pasuk, the evil Elokim is Odom. Again he mentions Zohar Nekeva Bro'om Bevorech Oysom Vikon Shmam Odom Biyoy Niborom, that's on Rosh Hashanah Vikon Odom. And what the Chazal learned from here? Atem Kriyim Odom. We Odom Kiyom is Boyer Atem Kriyim Odom. Only a soul is called Odom, because only soul has the Chelek Elokai Mimal. A Goy is not called Odom. A Goy is called Ho Odom, an addition to Odom. He has a potential to become Odom. That's a Tzalmeinu. Why does the Goy called Tzalmeinu? Because he could become a Ger. A behemoth can never become a Jew. A behemoth is a behemoth. A goy, the fourth category of medaber, could become a fifth, like Shmai Vavtal, like Avraham Avinu. Amisu became like that. And that has to be understood very well. Why, when it comes to speak about the Chelek Elokai Mimal, now we speak about Tzelem Elokim. And then speaks Zohar Nekeva. Where does Zohar Nekeva come into the picture? And that's the foundation of the whole marriage which we're going to speak. When Kodesh Baruch Hu created Adam HaRishon, The man, what's the difference? Chazal tell us a man and a woman are plug gufa, they're half bodies. They're not half bodies, they're complete individuals. A man is a complete individual, and a woman is a complete individual. And they have their personalities, and they have their needs, and they have their desires. And those two individuals are just like two different animals. He's him and he's her. There's nothing to do with the other. They're two complete individuals. And matter of fact, we're only getting married after we become two complete individuals. It would be wonderful to marry two babies, you know? I would have a suggestion. We should marry off, now after the bris and after giving a vote, we should take this little Yankel with little Ruchala, when she's older weak and she both of are older weak, and we should make a marriage right then. Let them grow up together like twin brothers and sisters. Wouldn't that be the most wonderful marriage? I'll be told that they could live together, they could have children together, have no problem, because they're strangers, really. Or we might, there would be no conflict if we're raised with the same parents, with the same thing. Why? Why are we doing the opposite? It would be such a wonderful thing to save so many divorces, so many problems, because they're like brothers and sisters. Elamai says, no, they could be married there also. You know, brothers and sisters are not allowed to live together, not allowed to bring children to the world. So, we leave the comfort. I would invent a beautiful patent. Why is not made so? And we're not supposed to do so. We're not supposed to do so. It's not the proper way. The proper way is Mishmoinis Rilachupa. That's what the Mishnah says. Okay, there used to be times, you know why? Because they were mature enough that they became Ben Shmoyres at the age of 12 and 13. Isn't that? But even then, says they should make it too early, they're too childish, they shouldn't do it. Why? Because first, Kodesh Baruch Hu created the man, the physical man, and then he created the Tzelem Elokim. The Tzelem Elokim is a shlom, is a your physical man. You have to be a complete individual. We have to develop the boy. It should become a complete, beautiful individual. We have to develop, the girl should become a beautiful individual. Let them become two separate individuals. Now when they are two individuals, two different individuals, we have to know that every boy has only a half Tzelem Elokim in himself. And every girl has the other Tzelem Elokim in himself. Kodesh Baruch Hu created two human beings, so Adam and Chava. What's the difference? How he created Adam and Chava? But the Maaseh created Adam and Chava separately. Okay, we know the story how Chava came about being. But after Chava was born, after that, Cain the heaven and the twin sister, they were two different people. So they're individuals. One thing which they are not individuals is the neshama. Then the Kodesh Baruch Hu took Adam and he took away the tzela, took away the rib, and built Chava, made a woman out of it, they became two separate individuals as human beings, as the fourth category. But the neshama which HaKadosh Baruch Hu had blown into them, v'yipach ba'apom nishmas chayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had blown to him, v'hoyo v'yi ho'odom, the nefesh chayim, the odom became a life nefesh, he got one neshama. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu never duplicated that neshama. That original neshama HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew in, that remained. Comes out and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had sliced Adam and Chava to two different human beings, that neshama, the Tzelem Elokim, the evil king of the Tzalmoy, also has been sliced. And have neshama, which went into the male, and have neshama, went into the female. And when the Pesuk says, Zohar and Akeva Boro Oysam, in the Pesuk, for evil king of the Tzalmoy, Tzelem Elokim, Zohar and Akeva goes on the neshama. The Chelek HaZohar says the Zohar HaKodesh. The Zohar HaKodesh says that neshama, when he comes down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one neshama comes down. But that one neshama has a chelik of zichris and a chelik of nikvus, has a chelik of zochar, has a chelik nekevo, and they come in one. Originally came to Adam because Adam and Chava were one. But after Adam and Chava have been two different human beings, so the neshama comes down, one neshama detaches from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as one, and then the neshama is being sliced. It's just like what Adam and Chava and neshama have been sliced to two separate human beings, so is also till today. Till today, there is one neshama coming down from a Kodesh Baruch Hu sent down to the world, and that neshama is a Zohar Mekeva Boroisam. But then this neshama has to be sliced to go into two separate different individuals. Now when they go into different individuals, every unmarried man and unmarried woman carries a full individual with a Hev neshama. And those two Hev neshamas have to meet. And when they meet, they becoming one. That becomes the Simchas Chosen Vekala. That's the Zivik Min HaShemayim. They become Oyla Bosar Echot. That's the Simcha. That's why is there such a big mitzvah to Mesameach, to be Mesameach Chosen Vekala? Why? Because after there isn't a greater Tzara Shechina when there is Pirut, when there is separation. Because Baruch is one.
unity. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. As long as there's unity, there's simcha. Every time there is a pirut, there is tsar. But we bring, it says long, Kodesh Baruch Hu, after 20 years, and a person doesn't get married, Kodesh Baruch Hu is poicha, Kodesh Baruch Hu is kaviyochu crying. Somebody is misgarish, is ishtar ishoyne, mizbech moiru demonet. The mizbech is kaim, which means to say this tsar, because there is a pirut. When is the simcha be mo'oyna, when is the simcha in a Kodesh Baruch Hu's mo'oyn, in a Kodesh Baruch Hu's quarters, when there's a zivu chosun lekala, the two heaven and shomas becoming one. And that's the mitzvah of chosun lekala, sameh chosun lekala. We have to participate in zivu chosun lekala. Just like, actually, a marriage is b'zeir amp in a small miniature way, a duplication of Mamat Har Sinai. Mamat Har Sinai. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I think we mentioned it last week, we make an under the chuppah, we're making a Baruch Hashem HaKadosh, as Am Yisrael, the chuppah v'kiddushin. The relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael is exactly the same kind of relationship as husband and wife. Just like husband and wife are one, they were original one, and they have been temporarily separated. Temporarily, they have been separated. In order to become one again, in order to become one again, that's the whole meaning.
What is Zivik Shani?
What? No, we're going to go. That's a different issue. What is Zivik Shani? We're going to go. We never know what Zivik Shani is. Okay. Ria Kodesh says we don't know what a Zivik Shani is. Sometimes Zivik Shani is a Zivik Rishon. Sometimes Zivik Rishon was a Zivik Shani. I'm not going to go into this. That's not our issue. That's going to complicate. Let's first understand the base. Then we're going to go into the complication. Okay, we're holding now a Zivik Rishon. Okay. Just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu and Yisrael is one. Oraisa Kitchibrich Yisrael Chat. Kodesh Baruch Hu and Yisrael is one. Because what is Yisrael? Chilok Elokai Mimal. Vipok Bapok Nishmas Chaim. And Kodesh Baruch Hu made us one. And then we temporarily got disconnected, separated. We went down to Mitzrayim, and that head of us had to be found, taken out from Kir Bazel, and a true Torah, we got remarried. Torah is our Keser HaKadosh, just like husband and wife, becoming one by giving the ring, and the ring is Mekadosh them, and the two heaven and shamas become one. So is Torah the condition which is Mekadosh and reuniting the two opposite halves, which is Kutshu Berichu and Shchinte. Shchinte is in Knesset Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael Kaviyochud is the Shchinosai also in Mishkam Shechamti Besoich Kodesh Baruch Hu Shoichem B'toch Tumois. Kodesh Baruch Hu Shoichem is dwelling in us. Kodesh Baruch Hu took a part of him, gave it into us, and we have been at the beginning from Adam Rishon until Avraham Avinu, they have been separated, and Kodesh Baruch Hu were looking for his other half to come forward and to come back to him. And it's a different lecture. Why had you waited for us to come? Why didn't you pick and chose us? But Avraham Avinu had to come forward to Ikiras Boiroi. But then actually we came back to him. To Mitzrayim, we wanted to come out, we wanted to be Mekabel HaSatayra. And by Kabbalah HaSatayra, we were standing on the chuppah and we became united to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Torah was our Keser HaKedushin, and there was a marriage taking place. And that's the reason it's been called, it's a marriage. Actually, I say in a marriage there's three stages. There's a vort, and there's engagement, and then there is a marriage, a wedding, okay? And then there's a Sheva Brochas, let's call it the honeymoon, okay, which is, since the Sheva Brochas is still done fight, okay? And then you give him a Shona Rishona, and then trouble starts. And there's a temporary separation, and then you get them back together, the couple, not everyone. And then finally, after you were separated long enough and you got back together, then you stick it out. Then you're going to be forever together. Now you learned it. Then I learned the lesson. That usually takes in a marriage. That exactly happened with Amis, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First there was a vort. There was the vort. The vort was, you're going to become my color, this and this. There's no bris ben absurdim. Kodesh Baruch Hu made a vort with Avraham Avinu. We're going to get engaged. I'm going to give you the Torah. You're going to become the Tachlis Sabriya. That was the vort. Then, no, from a vort to the engagement takes time. When was the engagement? When was the Erison? It's Mitzrayim. That was the Erison. That was the engagement. Then was Mamat Har Sinai. That was the Chasana. They got united with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then we had for 4 years we had Sheva Brochas. Entertained every morning, month, when Hashemayim, day and night. Beautiful Sheva Brochas. Sometimes a little problems in the Sheva Brochas, we overlook it. We don't make it simmer. So Amisah did certain foolish things, like a young chick wife does, jumps around, but we didn't make the issue of it. We didn't go to the Rabbonim, they made the Egel, they made the Mesoinen, they made all kind of things, but Hashem overlooked it. But that was the Sheva Brochus. And then we come to Eretz Yisrael, and we had the Bais HaMikdash, that was the Shana Rishayna. It was a wonderful time. After Shana Rishayna, to Bais HaMikdash, we started giving trouble, because Baruch Hu kicked us out. So let me see. So the 70 years we were out, took us back, and we were a little bit better, but not as good. After that we blew it again, and we're still out. But Hashem waits until we're getting together and we're coming back. And that's my Mashiach, then it's going to be the final. That's going to be the final reunion that we're never going to blow it again. That's the Bais HaShlishi. That's the whole Tachlis. But it's one long process of marriage. The same thing is actually developed in us. Because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a part of him and put it in us, it's just like Kaviyochel Kodesh Baruch Hu relates to the world as Zohar in a cave in Kaviyochel, says the Zohar HaKodesh. What does it mean? Kodesh Baruch Hu has a relationship with the Olam Hazeh, with Kim Torah Mitzvahs, just like a relationship of Zohar in a cave. Because why did Kodesh Baruch Hu create the world to begin with? And this is a fundamentally thought. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world for one reason. Since Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Toif, is absolute Toif, is good. But Tachlis HaToiv LeHeitiv, in the Tachlis of goodness is to bestow goodness. And Loi Toiv HaYois Odom Levadoi. When the Odom, which has in himself Toiv, when he is Levadoi alone, he hasn't got who to give. Kaviyochel Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he was alone, when there was no Bria, he didn't have for who to be a Meitiv. He didn't have who to give. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He created a Zunas. He created a recipient. He created a Mekabel. And that Mekabel is a Nekeve. She's a Mekabelus. The Zohar is a Mashpia. And the Nekeve is the Mekabelus. That's always the Shita. Mashpia and the Mekabelus. The Chelek of the Boire, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates. Why does he create? In order to give. Tachlis ha-toiv le-heitiv, in order to give. That's the Zohar HaKodesh says, the Chalik ha-zichras, that's the Kudosh Baruch Hu. Kodosh Baruch Hu. Kodosh means we have no idea what did he create? He created Shechina b'tachtonim. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, which is also him. But soon we're going to explain. It's in effect, it's him. It's him. But in a different style, it's him that receives, wants. That's Shechina, that's the Nekeva, the Chalik ha-Nekeva. The Yipa, this is the Kodesh Baruch Hu had put in Elokus into this world and made the world dependable on him in order this world should not be able to exist without him. So Kodesh Baruch Hu made it in order should have an opportunity to give. He is a giver, as the Chelek HaZohar, the Kudosh Baruch Hu, and Shechinte is a Shaykh and Itam, the Tochter Moshe. Kodesh Baruch Hu develops in this world, there's a Shechinte in this world. That's the Metzias of this Bria. And in order to be able to gift, for whom does he give? He gives to the Bria. Now, who is the Bria? It's also him. So what does it mean? He gives to himself, takes one packet, puts it into the other packet. He went and sliced himself off in two. He is one. Kodesh Baruch Shmashem Hashem Echad. Kodesh Baruch is one. So how does Hashem one create a Zulas and makes two? I mean, he's one, and one is not sliceable. How does it mean he gives? How does he enjoy the act of giving to himself and still enjoy it? Okay, you can't enjoy. If you happen to be a gvaldig about chesed, you haven't got anyone to do, you don't give from one packet to the other packet I'm giving you. You can't. So what does it mean that Kodesh Baruch Hu did something in order to give himself something? What does he give himself? How do we understand it? We have to understand it, because we are actually a miniature reduplication of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in order to understand this message very thoroughly. So how do we understand it? And I usually explain it in a very interesting, funny moshul, but it explains himself very good. A chess player. What is the greatest fun? What is the greatest gift that you give to a chess player? He's playing Shach. Can you tell me? What is the greatest gift you give to a chess player?
Give someone
an opponent. An equal opponent. Give him a shittaf who plays just as good as him. That once he could lose, once he could win. Once he could lose, he could win. People, their chess clubs set up in order just to find partners, equal partners, to be able to play one against the other. That's the fun of playing chess. Okay? And a good chess player could stay hours, days and days and days and play as long as a good partner. Today, you don't need any more chess clubs. Today, they invented the computerized chessboard. Okay? And today, people sit alone for days and nights and playing chess with themselves. They're playing chess alone. The other one thinks playing chess alone, you need a partner. Who is my partner? The chessboard. I make a move and the computer figures out and makes a counter move. And I could lose against the computer and I could win against the computer. And people enjoying themselves alone. Okay, it's understood, right? Now, here comes a terrible question. Who programmed this computer? The man. I'm a chess player, and I want to enjoy playing, losing, winning, losing. I want to edgar, I want to challenge. So what I'm doing, I'm taking my entire capacity and brain of my capability of playing chess, and I'm putting it in into this computer, into this chessboard, in order to have a challenge. And whom I'm challenging? I'm challenging myself. I'm playing against myself, but it's still enjoyable. Why? Because this capacity in here has been detached in this chessboard. Now the chessboard plays against me, doesn't matter, it could be coming from me, it's my credit. But the fact is, the mice that we do see people play for days alone, and the mice that they're playing against themselves. They win against themselves, they lose against themselves, they win against the loser himself. But it's enjoyful. Why is that so? The Maral always says, the why has a reason. The reason is because that's Bria, that's creation. Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaveh Yochel enjoys the act of giving. And therefore he created a receiver who should receive Chicago. And if you do it, you get $1,000. But I know you're a trustworthy person, you're responsible. Would you do it for me? You think me a gewaltige teuer if you do it, and plus paying $1,000, I'm giving around to tickets, paid, hotel, everything paid, just deliver the package. And this Jew needs $1,000. Says, why not? I got a goodie for that. Well, she's so good, you send me such a nice guy. So he gives him a package, and he gives him the airplane tickets, gives him all the expenses, and he comes back, he gives him $1,000. And the guy thinks, ah, what kind of favor I did for this guy? The mice of the package was empty. The package didn't deliver anything. He didn't need it. He could send a package to somebody else and didn't need to send a package. He fabricated the style of what to do. The mice could be the package wasn't really empty. It's tarnished. He needs to send a package to Chicago, but he doesn't have to send a special courier for $1,000. He could send it with Fargo, much cheaper, for $40, fully insured. He doesn't have to pay airplane tickets and everything. So why did he send it with him and even paid him more money and even took the risk that this guy may steal the package? Because he wanted to award him the $1,000. So because I want to award this guy $1,000, I'm going out of my way and I'm sending it with a guy where I could accomplish it much, much, much cheaper. I could get it to deliver $50 insured. I give him an airplane ticket which is costing $250. I give him all the expenses, plus I have to give him $1,000. All of this I'm doing really because I want to give him the money. But not only that, I am even taking the risk. Because my chesed, I want to give this guy the feeling that he earned $1,000. I'm going out of my way, not only spending all the money, but I'm taking the risk that this guy may be tempted to steal the package of diamonds. He may even steal it. He may even ruin it. He may even lose it. With Wells Fargo, much more even safe. Well, that's my chesed. My chesed is, I take the chances. I may lose the package. The guy may steal the package. He may ruin the package. And if he doesn't ruin it, I'm paying even for all his expenses just to give him the opportunity, just to deliver him $1,000 in a very beautiful way he should enjoy. Because the more he enjoys the $1,000, the more I enjoy the act of giving. This is exactly the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Baal HaChesed. Olam Chesed Yevone. The whole world doesn't care because of Chesed. Chesed Keil Kol Hayom. The Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the whole. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to, we should appreciate his Chesed at maximum. So he wants that we should earn what he wants to give us. He comes to us, Yidale, do me a toive. Keep Shabbos, do mitzvahs, do this, and do that. You think the Gvaldi, Nachas Ruach Lefona, you think the Gvaldi Nachas Ruach Lefona, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Couldn't he have anything what he wants without giving it to us? He could take care of himself. And what does he do? He gives us a beautiful Torah, which is, by the way, Chochmosa Veretzayna Baruch Shemoy, Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah, and he lets us, gives us the chance to butcher it away, to destroy it, to be Mechal Shem Shabbat, to be Metame Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah. What does Kodesh Baruch Hu do? Because of this great chesed, he wants to give us, and he wants that we should enjoy the receiving the Nachos, the Schar Olam Hazeh, we should enjoy it to such extent that he earned it. Therefore gives us the Yetzer Tov, gives us the Yetzer Hara. He could, anything and everything, and I'm not elaborating because this goes much deeper, just I want to be fair to the truth, so I'm just saying the anything and everything which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets out of our Torah mitzvahs, and he gets something out of Torah mitzvahs, he could have accomplished it without risking it to give it to us. And risking it, giving us such a Yetzer Tov, and Yetzer Hara is such a charming to Bechira, and we have a Bechira. But why did he do it? Because in order to, he wants to enjoy the act of giving. And the more we earn the receiving, the more he enjoys the act of giving, and therefore he endangered everything, and he gave it to us. And he prays. And what does he do? We did a good job, so he goes, he makes it more difficult. Makes even more. And what does Kodesh Baruch Hu want? He plays chess with us. He wants to give us a mat. We shouldn't find him. We should lose. And when we come forward to say, we don't let ourselves lose, we find you, Kodesh Baruch Hu. No matter where you hide, you find in tragedies, you find in the Holocaust, but no matter where you find. And we steal, we get killed for you, Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're going to deliver this package no matter what. You send bandits to us to steal the package, and we're going to kill ourselves to keep the package. We're going to do everything, other thing. So instead of Hashem giving us a mat, we're giving him a mat. And Hashem is the loser. That's Hashem's Nitzchuni Bonai. My children won. You know, when a father does the difference between two chess women, two strangers at play, everyone wants to win. He's devastated if he loses. But when a father and a son play chess, what does the father want? And what the child should win. The real enjoyment of the father is when the child is winning. Nitzchuni Bonai. That's the whole Oyrech. It's all a give and take. Because Boch wants to give and give. He wants to earn the receiving the beautiful gift. And that's the reason, actually, we are mispalat to Kodesh Baruch Hu. We give Esra Kodesh Baruch Hu all kind of things. Can we understand what chutzpah do we have to Esra Kodesh Baruch Hu Oysher Bechovoid? Give us Oysher. You have to be mistapik b'murat. Paz v'melach toichel. Or is it kacha? Kachu darka shel teire. You have to be, teach ourselves always to be mistapik b'murat. Kovet, you have to be bereach me'a kovet. Here he comes to Davin, he's asking Kodesh Baruch Hu, give, half. What chutzpah is this? It's not enough. You want to shear us, you want to even cover it, so push it to maneuver. How come? The answer is, yes, we want. You know why we want? Not because I need it. Because we know if you give, you enjoy giving. I want give me Oishu Kovet because Hashem, you should enjoy the act of giving Oishu Kovet, because the more I have, the more you enjoy. I personally, for my sake, now I know why I have to be mistapik b'murat, be satisfied with little. Because in order that we should be able to ask for Hashem's sake, asei leman shemecha, do it for your sake, not for my sake. We train ourselves that we don't need anything in this world. And we could live through the life without anything. But why do we want to have parnosa, nachas, and other things? Because the more the Jews have, the more Hashem enjoys the act of giving. And that's actually the pshat, schar mitzvah mitzvah. The schar of a mitzvah is mitzvah, says the Arvinach al pshat. What is the mitzvah we do for Kodesh Baruch Hu? The schar which we get for the mitzvah, not the mitzvah itself. When we put out tefillin to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu is not enjoying that much that tefillin. The schar which we make a Kodesh Baruch Hu able to give for them, but we made a mitzvah, that's the mitzvah. Schar mitzvah mitzvah. And then when we get the schar, we say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, thank you Hashem, I enjoyed it so much. Why do you enjoy it? Because the more I acknowledge the enjoyment I received it, the more Hashem enjoyed the giving. And the nachas becomes even greater. That in himself is ocha mitzvah. Kabbalah schar is ocha mitzvah. Putting on tefillin is a mitzvah. And that schar for it is ocha mitzvah. And it's called, it's a revolving mitzvah. Every mitzvah brings his reward, and every reward is a mitzvah in himself. Says the Arvanach, therefore a mitzvah is snowballing with no end, with no end. This is the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Boire, the Bechir Zohar, the Mashpia, and Am Yisroel, Knesset, the Kabbalah, the Nidra. So what do? Eze Ishek Sheira. We Am Yisroel, the Knesset, so the Ishek Sheira for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oyser et Zambala. We do what Hashem wants. What does he want? He wants to give. We're giving him an opportunity to give. We are good, and we go, and we ask, and we acknowledge, and we appreciate. The more we give him an opportunity to give, he enjoys it. The more we acknowledge it, the more we say, Baruch Hashem, we have it, Chesed Kel Kol Hayom, we say, Baruch Hashem, to be besimcha, to love it, that you're happy that Hashem enjoys the act that I was capable of giving to you. That's the whole relationship between Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In this, in a miniature way, duplicates himself between every individual Jew, between Zohar, Mekeva, Bora, Oysam. Actually, the same thing duplicates himself by the Bria of the man. What does Hashem say? Loi toi for yois odom levadoi. When the man is alone, the Zohar, Mekeva are together. They're loi toi. They can't express giving goodness. Who does he give? Like Kaviyochal HaKadosh Baruch Hu before the Bria, he didn't have who to give. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to give him the same thing which I gave myself. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu took himself? He made himself an Ezer, who should help him to give. Who is the Ezer? Yisrael. Am Yisrael is the Ezer. And How did we become an Ezer to Kodesh Baruch Hu to give? That we became connected, we opposing Hashem. We got a Yetzer Hara, and it's nothing easy. And we fight with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's up and down, and Tzadik Vodic Yasa Tevelo Yechto. Because the more connected we are, and then we fight it through, then we receive, the more Ezer we came to Kodesh Baruch Hu to give. That exactly is the duplication by Adam. Kodesh Baruch Hu created Adam and gave him one Neshama. But like that, when he is alone and this is not divided and they don't become a connect, they don't become a connector, they can't give each other. Ezer, I have to give for the man an Ezer, a helper, that this Ezer should help him to give. But how will he enjoy the act of giving when it's his connector, when the woman is direct the opposite? And why do you give now? You don't enjoy her. I'm giving for the sake of giving. A Kodesh Baruch Hu also give for the sake of giving. Kodesh Baruch Hu does not get anything in return. Yes, we have to give to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The woman has to give to the man. The man has to take from the woman for the sake to give more. The Tachlis, the Tafkid, the Lakus, the Tzelem HaRokim is a giver. And so vice versa, the Kal is also the same thing. She is also a giver. How is she a giver? By taking. This is one of the things that you have to know. It's a very... The woman of Pia Locher doesn't have to get married. Doesn't have to get married. Her whole act of marriage is an act of chesed. She gets married for one reason: to give the man, to complete the man, to make the man shalom. The man should have for who to give. Where the man has to get married, and the man cannot stay alone. He's not allowed to stay alone. Yes.
A woman is also a chesed Hashem.
We're going to answer it, Mr. Shem. Your question is a good question. She's also heaven. She's a plug goofy, so why doesn't she have to complete himself? I'm not going to elaborate on it now, but it is next class, Mr. Shem, next week, 7 o'clock, we're going to elaborate on it more. You have to know, I'm just going to give it to you an example. I'll give you an example. Take a diamond ring. A diamond ring. It's one unit. Let's call it Tzelem Elokim. A diamond ring. A diamond ring is put together from two components. There's a ring and it's a diamond. Who is completing who? Who is complementing who? Is the ring anything worth without the diamond? Worth nothing. Did the diamond become more valuable because you put him into the ring? No. The diamond had the full value before that and after that. A carat of diamond is worth $3,000. The same diamond is worth $3,000 in the ring. Now, who has to get together with the other in order to become valuable? The ring with the diamond or the diamond with the ring? The ring with the diamond. The ring is worthless without the diamond. The diamond has full value without the ring just as well. But when they are separate, they still plug. As far as diamond ring, it's half and half. This is the ring and this is the diamond. It's plug. And by the way, this we're going to explain later. Between husband and wife, if you take together as one, they have one diamond ring. Who is the diamond and who is the ring? The man is the ring and the woman is the diamond. Eshes Chayil Ateres Bala. The woman is the essence of, that's going to speak in the next year. That Kodesh Baruch Hu put that nature into a woman, she should want to get married, if not she would be in trouble, because the woman doesn't have to get married. So Kodesh Baruch Hu had put in this nature, she should want to get married, because a woman in nature is a Baal of Chesed. A woman in nature is a giver. Man could never go through pregnancy, man could never go through giving birth to children, giving bottles in the middle of the night. They're not acting for the selfish. Men in nature are selfish.
What, so the woman is not
in nature, no? No, it goes on the man. A man alone is a loitoiv. The woman alone is not a loitoiv. She needs protection. A diamond alone, you can't show it off. You have to be in the safe. So it's not that good to stay in the safe. But she doesn't lose anything. A diamond doesn't have to be completed. The diamond is complete. A ring is totally, therefore the aloha is that the man has to be married. And what does the man do with marriage? He gives himself to the diamond and protects the diamond and carries the diamond and shows up with the diamond. That's the beauty of it. That's the whole tachlis of a man. He takes care on the diamond, protects the diamond, takes out the diamond from the safe, makes use of the diamond and protects the diamond. Where the diamond If she's happy to be in the safe and be protected, she doesn't have to go married. The woman doesn't have to get married. Also, she's a half. She's a half of the Tzalem Elohim. She's the most important part. I mean, that's what we're going to talk in the next sheet. What is actually the meaning of the Tzalem Elohim part of the woman? But Lemaisa, this is the man is the giver, and the woman is the taker. She's a big giver by giving herself to the ring. But after that, she's passive. She's being taken care. This is one of the interesting things which I'm putting down, and I hope no woman should put their hands on this tape and hear it. This is something that they're not supposed to hear. It's an interesting thing. A couple comes to me, and he complains. My wife doesn't cook, my wife doesn't prepare, my wife is a schlack, my wife doesn't do that. Okay, but if it's true or not, of course she has to do. I'm not trying to stand there that she could do anything what she wants. She has to do. But the man comes with a big list of complaints. So I tell the man, who says that she has to do all these things for you? Did she promise anything? Did she promise anything? She never promised anything. You promised everything to her. The Torah was mechayev you. You gave her a ksuba. And the Torah gave you three mitzvahs. Sheir, ksisa, v'nosa, l'yigra. You have to feed her. You have to dress her. You have to need all the emotional support you have to give to her. You were mechayev yourself. And Chazal came, and they made a second ksuba. You have to do everything with the kvoida, mechab de yosef, mechab de kagufa, mechab de yosef, megufa. There was a contract. Did she sign anything for you? Did she promise anything for you? Mm-hmm. Does she have a chiyav for you? Sheir, ksisa, vanosa? There's no chiyav in the Torah at all. What is your complaint? She asked, where is your yosher? it's a one-sided chiyav. Okay, that's something which we have to learn. Of course, a woman has chiyuvim. A woman has. You shouldn't get me wrong, but let me express myself a little bit on the tune of the Baditshuver. Okay? Does Hashem have chiyuvim to Klal Yisrael? Of course, he has chiyuvim. We are bad or not bad. Of course, we have chiyuvim to Kodesh Baruch. We have to be good children. We have to be good wives. We have to keep Torah mitzvahs. But should we not keep Torah mitzvahs? Didn't Kodesh Baruch promise that he's never going to destroy us? Didn't Kodesh Baruch promise that eventually he's going to take us out? We are his wife, he has to take care of us. He gave us the Sherek Susra Nosala Yigra Gazana Kodesh Baruch on us. And if we are rebellious, he could discipline us, but he still takes care of us. We're still here, Baruch Hashem. We are good or not good. Because he has a chiyuv to us. We have also chiyuv to Kodesh Baruch for a different reason. In order to give an opportunity to give us even more. But should we chas v'shalom fail and not do what we have to do, it's still hidden. Kodesh Baruch still is a Baal Rachman, still takes care of us. And that is exactly the relationship between husband and wife. The husband is the chelek hamashpia, which is the chelek in the miniature way, in the tzelem elokim, the chelek kitshibrichu, which has to give under any condition, has to give under any condition. And she is the chelek of Knesset Yisrael, the chelek hamekabeles. Now when she stops giving, doesn't give anything, so I told the husband, you want Hashem to stop taking care on you? If you stop taking care on her, Hashem will stop taking care on you too. It goes the same way. Therefore Chazal tell us, that's the pshat in Chazal. The whole bracha in a Yiddish home in Panosa is the chus of the wife. The whole bracha in a Jewish home. And we know one thing, whatever they shalom buys, whenever the husband knows how to take care of a wife, there's a tzlocha in that house. Wherever the husband abuses a wife and doesn't take care of a wife, there's no brocha, there's no tzlocha in that house. Yeah, there may be money. Yes, there's things which destroys people. There's many, many prosperity things which could nothing more than destroy people. But the real tzlocha is because we have to know Hashem tzilcha. Chazal tell us, Hashem Tzilch, Hashem is our shadow. Hashem Tzilch, it's been explained before, but it's been in the same name of Hashem Tzilch, whatever you do here, Hashem is your shadow. Whatever you react to, that's where Hashem reacts above. Hashem Tzilch. So it means, if we take the role of Kutsha Brichu, of the Tzelem Elohim, of the Chelek HaMashpia, and we are Mashpia to our wives, at all times, and she could be the greatest Kenegdoi, she rebels, and we still give, of course, there is rules. Amis Kodesh Baruch also takes a certain amount how much he tolerates that. Some is Machal Shabbos, you have to be separate, you have to be divorced. In the connector, there's limit how much a connector is. But as long as the connector does not reach in chorus, does not reach in a divorce, and it's your wife or Peter, if you take care, because that's your task, to be a mashpia, also to be a mashpia to Klal Yisrael, even Klal Yisrael is not as good. Even when we are also connected for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu also created a Knesset Yisrael, an Am Yisrael with a Torah, but he made it connected. V'yar Elokim es kol asher osa hine toiv me'oid. Like the Medrash, toiv ze yetzer tov, me'oid ze yetzer hara. The yetzer hara makes the toiv, a toiv me'oid. And through that, we are making a Kodesh Baruch Hu a connected. And to that, Hakadosh Baruch Hu becomes the Ezer. The same thing is being reduplicated in a miniature way. In the Yipach Ba'apu of Nishmas Chayim, the Yerukim Zor Metzal, Metzal Melekim Boro Oysim, Metzal Melekim Zohar Nekev Boro Oysim. It's the Zohar. Chelek HaMashpia, the Chelek HaNekevo, which is the Kenegdoi, Eseloi, Ezer Kenegdoi. And let me see, will you be continue to be Mashpia now that even you don't get anything? Because that's the Tachl, you are a Noisim for the Tachl Sanasina. Of course she has to be good and fine, she has to be also giving to you, you have to be a mekabel too, you have to receive, but you have to, by you the receiving is not a tachlis, not the matura, it's not the means, it's not the goal, it's the means. A man is only allowed to take in order to be able to give more, where the woman is a tachlis, she has to receive. Her giving is by receiving. Therefore a woman which is a mordis, a woman that doesn't want to take anything from her husband, she has to be divorced, because she doesn't give the opportunity for the man to give. As we would say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, don't bother me, don't give me anything, don't give me anything, I could get along without you. That would be the biggest merit in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then a Jew is a bigger merit when a Jew says, I keep Torah mitzvah, but don't do me any toibes, don't take care of me. That's the biggest merit in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then a Jew, unfortunately, is a fool, is cheating a little bit, and doesn't keep Torah mitzvah, but he comes to ask Kodesh Baruch Hu, I need you, and whenever he gets something, he's thanking for Kodesh Baruch Hu, because that's the Tachlo Sabriya. A woman who is moired bebalo, which is going, is a connector, is not when she is not a good wife. She could be a bad wife, but as long as she needs the husband, if she wants the husband, and gives the husband an opportunity to give, that's a connector, it's eselah, it just becomes a loyta of toiv. The woman becomes a real moired when the woman says, I could live very well without you. Some women could give suppers, make the laundry, give you all the things that you need, take care, but red up the chum. That's the worst woman. That's the worst. When a woman gives you anything what you want, but leave my Lord, I could be without you too. What? Yes, and that's the worst woman. Because the connector is not manifested if she has shlak or not. Therefore we see many supurim in the Gemara that many Tanamarim had terrible wives. And Reb Chiya had a terrible wife. Whatever wanted did the opposite. It was a connector 100%. 100%. Is every time when he came home and he found it was a nice thing, he used to buy a gift. And the Gemara said, put it in Beshiro, put it in a nice silk, a nice gift wrapped. Not only border print, but even gift wrapped to show the attention. And Rab, the Talmud of Chachamim says, Rebbe, what are you doing? She's such a schlack. What are you giving? Never mind, she makes a mensch out of me. She's matzul me from Chatoim, she is my children. Esther is a connector, that's from the Loita becomes toif. That we're going to explain next week, how does two things work together. But definitely, one thing is definite, as we explained. One thing is definite, that the woman's connector is not in that if she's my type, she satisfies me or not. The only time when a woman becomes a connector to the point that it's tolerable a divorce, when the woman doesn't want to have nothing to receive from her husband. She says, I got married to one to take care on you, to provide you, share exclusive and also ligra, and I want to fulfill my exhibit, because I have to do the act of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tachlis hatoiv lehetiv, you don't want to receive anything. You just like Chas V'Shalom, Knesset Yisrael goes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what, we don't need you. Panosa, there's welfare department, Section 8, and there's weak mechanism, you could glue through the whole life without ever talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, with such a wife I can't live. Even I want to give you, don't need me. You go to the goy, you take it there. But as long we need Hashem, as long we ask Hashem, as long we pray to Kodesh Baruch Hu, we ever talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu, we always ask Kodesh Baruch Hu, even not as good, it's still a good life for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu has food to give. So therefore we see that the Inyan fin Shalom Bayis is not depending, is she giving what she has to give? In the contrary. Sometimes she's a shlak, by nature, because Kodesh Baruch Hu made her to be a shlak, because she has to be a connector. And that we're going to explain next week, Me'at Hashem. And I'm still giving. I even gave more. I even presented my chelek of giving even a much, much greater style than any other way.
And that has to be learned. You have to know that the Tzelem Elohim, which the Kosh Bochad instilled in Adam, goes together. Has to go in the Chelek Elohim Imal, the Zohar and the Kev, where man is the giver, the woman is the taker, and therefore they have been put in two different individual bodies, where the two different bodies are directly the opposite. It's Kvaldik Kenegdoi. But the more connected it is, the more the act of Zohar, of giving and taking, manifests itself in beauty and in the Shlemus of a Jewish marriage. I'm just going to finalize with one word. In this respect, there's a Sefer Shefa Tal, it's a Kabbalah Sefer, and he explains as follows. He says, we know there's such a thing as Hechel HaNeshomos, there's a chamber of Neshomos Tachas Kisa HaKovoit. He's asking, why do we need a Hechel HaNeshomos? Why is a Gan Eden Tachas Kisa HaKovoit where Neshomos are there, Mishtashos, they're enjoying themselves up there, and from there they're coming down. There's a heavy house, okay, when they're coming down before. Why does not Hashem take the Neshomos? A Chelek HaLakai, direct from Kosh Baruch Hu, direct into the body. So the Shefa Tal, a beautiful thing. So since the Neshomah which comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, death, is one, Zohar and Kev are one, the male and female are one, but their bodies are not created together, they're not the same age, they're not twins. So Kosh Baruch Hu sends down that one Neshomah which is Zohar and Kev, it sends them down into Hechel HaNeshomos Tachas Kisa HaKovoit in the Gan Eden, and there they're enjoying themselves and waiting for their body to be formulated, because the Neshomah eventually has to be sliced in two halves, in two different individuals. So they're waiting over there. And that's the meaning. Chazal say, Alboim Yom Kodem Etzira Savlat, 40 days before the formulation of the body of the child, Machrizim, hey, Bas Pleini the Pleini. What does it mean? Imagine sitting in the Gan Eden, they're all together enjoying each other. All of a sudden, Inter comes, hey, Neshama so and so, one of your bodies is being now formulated in 40 days. You're ready, get ready to be separating. You're going to be sliced. You're going to be separated from each other. And then when the body gets born, one half of the Neshama comes down. And the other half remains up there and watches how to take care, the parents how to take care of this head and the shomer. Then the other body comes down, then this other half goes down, and they start searching for each other. That's the natural search of Zohar and Akeva. Why they're searching for each other? Because they belong. Everyone is only a half. And the Chazal tell, Bishmona Selachupa, till 18, don't let them meet. Why? Because first you have to develop the two individual bodies in order to create the Kenegdoi, as he explained at the beginning of the Shia. Now when the two individuals have been formulated, now let them meet. And now it's going to be the unity. How will be the unity? How will that be polished? That's what I'm going to speak next week, the technical part of it. How this thing is going to meet us. And that's what he explains. So I said pshat in this, according to this Sheva Tal, it's beautiful, the Sheva Baruch Hu should say, Sameach Tesamach Reim Ahuvim Kesimechach Yitzilcho Began Eden Mekedem. They give a blessing for Chosen Kala. Imagine Sapor Chassidish at Bnei Torah, Chosen Kala, they hardly know each other. And they come the first time, they really got knowing each other, it's only by the wedding. And also he comes, Sameach Tesamach, rejoice, Reim Ahuvim, they're good friends. They're good friends? I mean, the secular people, they're only good friends until they're getting married. Only after that starts the Tzuris. We're not good friends at all. We don't even meet too much. How do you call Reim Ahuvim? The answer is, Kemesemechach or Yitzircho. Like a Kodesh Baruch Hu rejoiced in Gan Eden and Gan Eden Mekedem before you came down. You were good friends once. If this is the Zivim with Hashemayim, the Chozoch and the Keva, the two heavens, you were together in Gan Eden Mekedem before you came down. Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mesmeach you. We're giving a brocha for Chos and Kala. Don't rejoice yourself like two animals, like two individuals, like the Goyim, two bodies. The simcha should be kesemechach atzich v'gerim mekedem. You have to. This is the voilov. Al ken yaza vishes over the imo. You have to let go the body which he had received from his father and mother, which I explained last week. When you're getting married, you're getting close to each other. It's not me, physical. The fourth category, the nasa odom, and her nasa odom comes together. No, that part of the body you got from your father and mother, yaza vishes over imo. That you have to leave outside of your marriage. We don't like the Ishtar. You'll become attached to your wife to Neshama Neshama. To that way, the Bosar Echot, you've got to become one. And I think the Sopranos says, Bosar Echot, come on, Miksho Echot. We know that in the Torah, in two things, in the stencil, in utensils, in the Kalim of the Mishkan, there was many Kalim. But two Kalim were absolutely Echot, Miksho Echot. They were never separated, which was the Menorah and the Kapoiras in the Kruvim. They were Miksho Echot. They were never separated. And it says, Bo'il Bosar Echad should become one, because these two heavens, Shomer Svidu, were never separated either. They were only temporarily formulated in different bodies, but the purpose is to reunite them, Bo'il Bosar Echad, as they were once before. If that you're going to remember, then it's going to be Kesemachach and Tzich Vangelel Mekin. How to accomplish this mission, next week, 7 o'clock. Any questions about today's lecture?
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com